Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you'd like here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
If you're just tuning in, we have talked about a disturbing story. Actually, it was brought up by one of our callers. It was in my show prep, but we hadn't gotten to it. I'm grateful that I think it was Carl, actually, in New Jersey, called in about this. The 72-year-old man who is now facing what might be the rest of his life in prison for having a 300-year-old pistol, a flintlock pistol, which would take quite a bit of effort to actually make working again. Manual loading of gunpowder and spherical projectiles, and plus it would actually have to have the flint on it, which apparently it didn't. So this thing wasn't even capable of shooting anyone.
This is a disabled museum piece.
But nonetheless, the Cumberland County Sheriff himself signed off on the arrest of the 72-year-old man, Mr. Van Gilder, Gordon Van Gilder, and he is now facing a minimum of 3.5 to 5 years without the possibility of parole for this felony charge. According to this story at PoliceStateUSA.com, if Mr. Van Gilder lives long enough to be released from prison, he would be branded as a felon, stripped of his voting privileges, his pension would be endangered, and he would never be able to lawfully possess any other firearm for the rest of his life. The retired educator says he's going to fight the charges because he knows his rights, but will be abandoning his home state of New Jersey post-haste. He said, quote,
yeah, this is the kind of thing that runs people out of states. I mean, it just happens.
He says, I hope that draconian laws leading to a police state will be dropped. I think I can win this, but if I don't, my heart is lost for all of America.
And, you know, what we've seen is in the Northeast, many of the states in the Northeast, has lost a lot of revenue. New York used to be the most populous state in the Union. They lost that title to California, mm-hmm. Texas, now Florida recently.
Florida now has more people than New York.
Yep, it's the third most populous state in the Union. And, I mean, with Mr. Gilder here, he's really not a net positive for the state of New Jersey as far as dollars and cents goes as a pensioner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no particular reason why they wouldn't want to incarcerate him and then pilfer the New Jersey residents for the cost of his incarceration. But, you know, I mean, these are the trends. As you get more oppressive, people tend to leave. They're going to places that are going to be less oppressive. Florida, just recently named by the John Locke Foundation as the freest state in the Union.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I think they're using different standards than the Mercatus Center, which calls New Hampshire the freest state.
Yeah. But no, they don't actually either. New Hampshire's at number four.
It's at number four on today, but in the five Mercatus Center's ratings, it has been number one three of those times. So if you aggregate...
Still, that would be inaccurate to say they call them the freest state. Currently, they're not number one.
All right. Well, if you average their five ratings, and you will find that New Hampshire comes out number one.
Got it.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've lived in Florida, and it's ridiculous to say that Florida is a more free place than New Hampshire. That's ludicrous.
The reasons that they won it were, to some extent, fiscal freedom, because basically they have a bunch of tourists that come and pay taxes for mm-hmm. them. And secondly, homeschooling education.
Let's talk to Eric. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric. Eric in New Jersey. Going once. Do we have Eric in Underwood listening to LRN.FM? Eric going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe there's some technical difficulties back at the network. Meantime, let's try Chris in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, there was a guy that you were talking to from, I believe it was Cameroon yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, Akko.
Yeah, anyway, it got me thinking he has a real problem getting internet access, and I've been kind of checking in on a technology over the past few years, just a few times here and there, because it's been developing slowly, but it's a digital communication over shortwave radio.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's a program, just as an example, called SlowScan TV, and that allows you to do, I believe it's just images, but it takes, I mean, it's slow. It takes probably about 60 seconds for like a 640 by 480 32-bit color picture to transfer, but you might want to pass that information on to him. You know, I mean, I don't see how it would be a problem to figure out a way to improvise some equipment in order to get some sort of internet access.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, knowing I'm kind of a radio geek to some extent. I'm not an engineer, but I know enough about shortwave radio to know it sucks for transmitting usable audio around the world. This is like one of the oldest forms of transmission, and anybody that's ever listened to a shortwave radio, it's like, and you have to try to hear what someone's saying between a whole bunch of static, and it's really difficult to listen to shortwave radio. I mean, it's truly something only for the what do they call it? The DXer, the hobbyist who is interested in receiving errant long-range signals that weren't even really intended for reception in the area in which they're receiving them. And that's what shortwave is really used for. So it's interesting what you're saying.
This sounds like the internet from 15 or 20 years ago is what it sounds like. And if they can increase the technology over time, get more efficient at the transmission of these digital...
But that's the problem, is the shortwave transmission is inherently poor as far as its reception is concerned. If you could get a good, clear reception, then you could transmit data usefully. But if they're static, then you don't have enough data that's going to come through. You're going to have to error correct all the time. And that's why what you're saying is it takes – how long does it take to get one frame of video?
Yeah, I think it was about 1 minute for a 640 by 480.
For one frame from a video. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of effort.
It's useful just for basic information transfer, you know?
If it was very, very low bit rate, if it were very, very low bit rate, maybe, you know, you could, over a period of hours, decode some emails or something like that.
Right.
Which would be mostly spam.
But it'd be better than having to travel 40 kilometers to the nearest.
No, I'm with you there. I see where you're coming from. I mean, maybe this is some, maybe I'm just, you know, spoiled here in the United States, and I'm looking at this and saying this is ridiculous. But here's a question for you: when they were transmitting that video frame, over what distance were they able to accomplish that?
1,500 miles, I believe it was.
That's pretty good. Okay, so that's a long way to transmit some data. And, you know, yeah, it could be used for very, very low bit rate applications. Basically, kind of imagine yourself on an old 300 baud modem from the 1980s, and that's kind of what you would have there. Now, Chris, what you might be interested in looking at as far as other options are concerned, there's, let's see, is it Google's Project Loon, where they're planning on using hot air balloons or something like that to actually retransmit internet down to areas of the world that have no internet? Because what we were discussing with Akko the other night was that 4 billion people, 4 billion people in the world do not have internet access. And so coming up with ways for them to access the internet. I know Facebook has something they're working on too. I forget what they were using. And then there's also OuterNet, which is using satellite transmission of sort of a selected internet where it wouldn't be a two-way internet, but they could send like Wikipedia or other parts of the internet, send that data down all over the globe via satellite to where somebody in a village that's
read only.
Yeah, that somewhere, so somebody in a village that's kind of off the beaten path could use a satellite dish to receive this data, and then the OuterNet folks would select which data that service would send out. It's kind of an interesting theory, not really theory, it's actually in practice. They've actually got the satellite channels above North America and above Europe and the Middle East right now. So OuterNet's actually operating, although it's kind of in its initial stages. So there are two or three different projects out there that are really trying to bring some form of information technology and access to information to these areas. And I think those are a little more exciting to me, at least, than the idea of shortwave transmission of those things. But who knows? Maybe maybe that shortwave thing will come along. Thanks for the heads up on that, man.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Chris. Let's talk. We're going to give Eric one more try. Apparently, he's back calling from New Jersey. Yeah. Can you hear us, Eric?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I have firsthand experience with the New Jersey court system several times. Grew up here, escaped, and ended up coming back and ready to leave again.
I want to hear about it, but you're going to have to hang on because we'll bring you back here for your experience with the New Jersey system, which I don't imagine was very good considering you left. But why come back? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Our founders viewed the Constitution as the guiding law for determining whether or not acts taken by the government are legal. In a pure democracy, the majority can effectively do what it pleases, disregarding the rights of the minority. Our founders wrote the Constitution to put boundaries around government, to ensure that the government doesn't just make laws, it must obey the laws. When we say the rule of law, we mean that regardless of whatever political arguments we might have with others, we still protect their rights to life, liberty, and property. But to enforce those protections, there must be a branch of the government that won't respond to temporary political pressures. That's what the courts are for, to serve, as James Madison stated, as an impenetrable bulwark against every assumption of power in the legislative or executive branch. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Nobody really did call in to suggest that the 72-year-old man who's been arrested, charged with a felony possession of firearms charge in New Jersey, should actually be There was one guy who suggested that cops don't have discretion, which, of course, is not true. In most cases, police do have discretion. And they certainly didn't use it in this instance. This man was shouted at. He was threatened, intimidated into allowing the police to search his car. He also informed the police prior to the search that they were going to find this flintlock pistol, which he was subsequently arrested for possessing and is now facing up to 10 years in prison. Again, he's 72 years old. We can continue here with your calls and thoughts. I also want to give you a heads up on how to get a free ticket to the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's March 5th through the 8th. That's right around the corner. I mean, we're talking about 2 weeks from tonight, Mark. We're going to be broadcasting at the Liberty Forum. And it's a great event. It's a yearly convention put on by the Free State Project. The idea, of course, behind the Free State Project is to encourage people who love liberty, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free, to get people like that, libertarians, voluntarists, getting people who love freedom together in the same geographic area so we can actually have an impact, so libertarians can actually make a difference and get elected and, you know, roll back the government, things like that. It's actually working. We've got over 1,600 people here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 16,000 have pledged to make the move here, and we want to reach 20,000. So part of the Liberty Forum, the point of that event, is to show off New Hampshire, to show off the amazing community of activists that we already have here. So if you want free admission into the Liberty Forum, which will inevitably attract hundreds of people and great big-name speakers like Jeffrey Tucker, Ben Swan, big folks going to be speaking, and dozens of others, various different panel discussions and speeches.
Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com.
Thank you. Yeah, he's going to be another big one there. He's one of the keynotes. So you can, of course, go and purchase tickets at nhlibertyforum.com. But if you want free tickets, you have to meet a couple of basic qualifications. One, you can't yet live in New Hampshire. Two, you can't yet be a Free State Project signer. If you meet those two qualifications, the only other thing you have to do to get a free ticket to the Liberty Forum is send an email to me, ian@freetalklive.com. That's I-A-N, ian@freetalklive.com. You send that to me, and then let me know what your name, what name you want on the ticket for yourself. And then the other requirement is, I'm sorry, there's a third requirement. The third requirement is you have to agree to attend one specific session during the Liberty Forum. Now, there's going to be a lot that you'll likely want to attend, but there's one of them you have to agree to attend to get this free ticket, and that is the FSP questions session that happens on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. And that's all you have to do. So not be living in New Hampshire, not yet be a Free State Project participant, and agree to attend that one session, free ticket for you. All you have to do is email me, ian@freetalklive.com. There was a guy who emailed me from his college group. There's like a group of college libertarians on Brandeis University campus. I don't even know where that is. But he emailed me saying, hey, can I get these tickets for my whole group? And I said, yeah, so long as they don't live in New Hampshire, are Free State Project participants and are willing to go to that one thread, send me the whole list. I'll get you free tickets.
Brandeis is in Boston, Massachusetts.
There you go. So that works. NHLibertyForum.com. We're broadcasting live from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Eric is with us in New Jersey. Eric, you're back on with us here. You were just barely getting to start your call in the last segment saying that you have had a history in the New Jersey court system. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically mostly traffic court, but one time criminal court, because there was a time that I was actually illegally arrested. And the cop actually admitted it on testimony, and actually I actually ended up testifying after him, and that's actually the only reason why I am not in jail. Well, I would actually be getting out of jail this year.
So they didn't arrest the officer on the right on the stand when he was found to have made an illegal arrest?
No.
They didn't. Hmm.
No, but, you know, the one thing that I actually did during the course of the whole time, February 11th, 2011 was when I actually got arrested, and it was June 1st, I think it was, 2012, when I actually finally got out of jail and defeated my trial, and then actually went to Bilderberg 2012, the day after. That was fun. But one thing that really helped me, especially with the local PD and the judges, is I was a little different case for them. They were definitely not used to someone like me because I actually went after all of them personally. This includes the judges, their wives, the prosecutors, their wives.
How's that?
I filed a federal suit against all of them.
Against their wives?
Yeah, which was actually done wrong. The guy that was actually helping me out, because New Jersey is not a commonwealth, and I'm not an expert in the law. But what I did was enough to actually scare them and start, you know, ruffling up their feathers, and it caused them to actually have an all get attorneys and then start filing motions and all of that, and then at one point, finally after trial, when I was in court to face one of the driving while suspended tickets, that I actually ended up kind of embarrassing the judge in the courtroom because I filed a motion for him to recuse himself. And his name is actually John Jordan. He's located in Woodstown, New Jersey. And he's not a judge anymore, to my understanding. But I said to him, he called my name. He's like, Eric, shoot, okay, you're supposed to pay these fines. And Timothy Farrell gave you 6 months to pay them. And I'm like, yeah, well, shouldn't you be recusing yourself right now? And he's like, well, you filed a motion for Timothy Farrell to recuse himself, and he found that there was no reason, and so why should I? And I'm like, well, because I filed criminal charges against you and your wife in federal court. And he's like, civil charges. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, civil, but they're still criminal in what I'm alleging. And and then
so did the judge recuse himself?
Yes, he did, in front of a courtroom full of people.
I have to say, I'm surprised by that. A lot of times I've seen plenty of judges motion to recuse themselves for various different purposes and them not do a damn thing about it. And then, you know, of course, you would be required to then appeal that decision to the Supreme Court in order to get that to actually be enforced. So congratulations to you on that. Why are you planning on leaving New Jersey again?
Well, because I just got another driving while suspended ticket.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Are they pretty harsh?
Are you doing the sovereign citizen thing? You're just deciding you're a free man on the land, no. You don't need a driver's license?
No, actually, good friends with Mark Stevens, and I've actually used his tactical methods in the courts. And in Jersey, I mean, they just steamroll right over everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's that way everywhere. I'd just like to make it clear because most people don't know their rights. They don't know how to stand up for themselves. But even if you do know that stuff, you'll still get steamrolled in most occasions. I'd recommend checking out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org because up here, at least in New Hampshire, we can actually get cameras into the courts. We can record and we have people come in and kind of back each other up in the courthouse. It's a completely different situation here. And I thank you, Eric, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your vision for the future.
Sure.
Because what I'm hearing is that government is something that we need to get rid of. And
coercive. I would say the coercive state is something we need to get rid of. But I want to talk to you further about it. So hang on, Chris. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live. More come up.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything you want to discuss if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, or if you support the 72-year-old man who was caught with a flintlock pistol in New Jersey and is now facing 10 years in prison. If you support that arrest, we would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'm having a contest, and this contest has to do with people filling out a listener survey. So if you want to win one of three $50 gift certificates to Corporate Sellout, it is a clothing haberdasher. You know, they make clothing, but, you know, mostly T-shirts.
Haberdasher?
Yeah, haberdasher is like a tailor, somebody who, you know. It sells clothing on a retail. You know, haberdasher is really kind of a stretch for the term to call Corporate Sellout that, their T-shirt company. But nonetheless, if you go fill out the survey at demo.freetalklive.com and you make sure that you give us your email, and it is optional. You do not have to give us your email.
If you want to win, though, you do.
But if you win, like, I'm only picking from the emails for the winners. So you can do that. You'll win one of, you could potentially win one of three $50 gift gift certificates for these cool T-shirts. You go check them out. Yeah, we got the link. There's Corporate Sellout Clothing. You can't win if you don't give your email. So the drawing will be held on March the 1st at noon Eastern Time. International listeners can win, but you'll likely have to cover shipping costs. So fill out this survey, and you'll also be entered in all future survey contests. You don't have to fill it out again.
Pretty sweet.
I just need it one time. So it's demo.freetalklive.com.
Chris is back with us listening in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Chris, sorry about the short segment there. Go ahead with your thoughts now.
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your vision for the future, because from what I'm hearing, I hear that government is bad. Government is something other than the people. And I do agree to a certain extent. What our problem is our government is corrupted. And our government has been corrupted by corporations and money. And And we need to really take that back and need to have representation from the people.
Can I ask you this? Because I think that this is a common thought process. Mm-hmm. Can you name for me the time in history when the rich didn't have the power, when they didn't control the government?
Right after the New Deal, from about the New Deal up to Ronald Reagan when he broke the air traffic controllers. I would say
Franklin
that
Delano Roosevelt,
a lot of
Franklin
control
Delano
was broken.
Hold on, madam. Franklin Delano Roosevelt went after small businesses like the Dickens. He went after them all the time. Also, people were disenfranchised. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a anti-Semite. He incarcerated Asian Americans. The people didn't have much power at that point. The New Deal was nothing but a rehashing of the old deal.
No, the New Deal actually pulled people out of poverty and kept people from starving to death. Okay, there were people starving to death. There were old people that were freezing in their homes. There were people that were working in factories. They burnt to death because the employers locked the exits because they did not want people taking breaks. Okay, yep. We have a very long labor history in this country.
Absolutely, and I think that people should be able to organize together in groups like labor unions to be able to advocate for better working conditions. Now,
yes,
I would point out that the vast majority of labor unions that exist in this country today are public sector, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt was against public sector unions, so he would have been against the vast majority of labor unions that currently exist. But what we say on the show is not that government is bad, because I think that humans need governance. What we say on this show is that what we'd like to see is the most moral thing we've seen in this world is competition. We can bring better customer service, cheaper goods and services to people through competition.
Now, I wouldn't say that there's anything. There's nothing wrong with cooperation.
Cooperation is great, but this
reality
is forced cooperation. If you don't cooperate with the government, they'll shoot you in the face.
Well, right, Mark. I don't think you should put words in my mouth. I mean, my perspective is it's the state is the bad thing. That use of coercive force against peaceful people. Is really inappropriate. Well, you asked us what we
thought.
You
did ask us a question. You're trying to make it
clear. I got to actually say more what I thought, because I don't really understand what's going on in this country. I live in Wisconsin. I'm extraordinarily active. I could show you and put a name on every senator in my state, pretty much the assembly, too. Okay? I spend a lot of time in hearing rooms. I know what's going on in this country. I've been involved in Occupy. I occupied my capital in the state of Wisconsin. I was arrested last summer in my capital for expressing my freedom of speech. It was just found unconstitutional 2 days ago. We were arrested. We were cuffed. We were taken to the basement. Some of us were thrown in jail. Okay, I'm active. I know what's going on. And I really think that people need to back up a little bit, because what we have going on here is a huge division in this country. We're using names. Okay, you talk about FDR. I tell you things that I think helped this country. You tell me bad things about FDR. I never told you FDR was a saint. I'm talking about when the people had control. The people had control when the people
stood the hell up. I'm pointing out that they did not.
I had grandparents that were beat over the head for these rights. Okay? I am
Look,
telling you.
My business partner just went to jail for sitting on a police car's hood for preventing a woman from getting arrested. Look, you're not the only one with cred here, lady.
Okay. Well, let me just explain something. Okay. Have you ever heard of the Center for Media and Democracy? Because if you haven't, I highly recommend checking them out. They have a report on Occupy Wall Street and how the corporations were sitting right next to our police officers, okay, and they were orchestrating what was going on with who was arrested. This is fascism.
Look, corporations are in collusion with the government.
Chris.
That's the point, Chris. The power rests in the hands of the rich. The problem isn't the wealth. The problem is the power.
Right. I mean, you're speaking of
you just want to be able to arrest the people you want to arrest.
Chris, hold on a second.
I don't.
Chris,
I want
you just said they were
organize.
Your police officers. You just
Pardon
said
me?
That. No, they're not. As you said they're your police officers. Then you pointed out that they're operating by corporate bid or whatever. They're corporate taskmasters. So are they yours or are they not? Clearly, they're not your police officers. They don't follow your orders. They arrest you. So they're not your friends, and they're not there to help you, right?
Okay. What I think that gets me riled up when I listen to you, because I do get riled up when I listen to you, is I get upset about the fact that, you know, I think that the whole idea of shrinking the government down is extraordinarily dangerous. Okay,
I think it's dangerous too. I think the idea that if you shrink the government in the wrong direction, you get the crony capitalism that we've seen, the Republicans take advantage of. But the problem is that the Democrats' only solution is let's grow the government.
Okay.
All they can do is
tax
and spend. I know you're a great Democrat.
I said I am not a Democrat, is what I told you.
Really? Okay. How many Republicans have you voted for in the last 10 years?
What Republican? I would never vote for a Republican. I can hardly vote for a Democrat. Are you kidding me?
I know. You're a Green Party. You're a Green Party that holds your nose.
Mark, you have jumped to conclusions multiple times in this conversation with Chris, and I don't appreciate it.
The talking points.
Would you like to see my pictures with Jill Stein?
Right, that's Green Party.
I worked with Jill Stein.
That's the Green Party candidate.
Yes.
I've interviewed her. My partner has been an organizer with Occupy. You're talking to people that have similar value sets here.
I understand that. And what I'm trying to do, though, is to point out that there is a lot of division that goes on when we start, like, lumping people together. And I'm trying not to do that. And I know that all of us have a tendency to do that. But really what I wanted to talk about is our vision for the future. Okay? I think that if we don't have a vision for the future where we can all live together, okay, that we are setting up a roadmap for disaster. If we are going to say that everything's going to fail, the economy's going to fail, everybody's got to start taking their kids and teaching them how to shoot guns because bad people might come and steal their food. We're creating a nightmare reality.
I've never heard me say that.
Yeah, I don't like that viewpoint.
I'm not talking necessarily that you said that. Commercials that you have do promote the survivalist stuff. You had a Cato Institute commercial that just got done saying that the most powerful branch of government should be the courts, and we have co-equal branches of government in the United States.
Well, I don't know who's advertising on the show. Chris, if I could just explain something to you here before you go on. We don't know who all of the people are that you're hearing during commercial breaks. Some of the commercials that you might hear are local. Some of the commercials are run by our network. Some of them are actually our advertisers. So I can't say one way or another which one was which. But nonetheless, let's keep the message to what we're talking about here on Free Talk Live, because that's what we can control.
Here's my vision for the future.
That come out of our mouths. Before you go on with that, Mark, I just want to clarify something for you, Chris. I think that I don't care if your government stays big. I just don't want to be forced to pay for it. To me, the issue is the force. The issue is coercing people with the threat of violence to force them into a system that they may not consent to. And to me, I'm all about consent. And I don't know how you feel about consent, but if you want to hang on, we can talk further about it because I appreciate the conversation. So we'll bring Chris back here if she'd like. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Let's remain. Maybe enough time for you. Maybe. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Things are getting a little heated with Chris, and I think, Mark, you need to just settle down.
Go ahead.
You didn't settle down during the break at all. You defended your jumping to conclusions, and I don't think it's very professional. But our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of features, and we give them away to you. Plus, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can enter Amazon. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, order whatever it is you were thinking about buying, get the great deals you're used to, and feel good because Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Chris, you're back with us here. You wanted to talk about a vision for the future, and I wanted to make sure that you understood where at least I was coming from, in that I don't think that people should use coercive force, should use aggressive force against peaceful people to force them to do things they don't want to do. How do you feel about that?
I agree. When I was down in D.C., our group was pepper sprayed at the Smithsonian Institute because there was a right-wing magazine editor that got in our group and caused some trouble when we were heading in there with Code Pink to drop a banner down on the drone exhibit.
Thank you.
You know,
Chris,
my husband,
I want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in war. I think that we need to have a peace plan, and we don't. And if we're not planning for peace, we're never going to get it. And we really need to start, like, having a war profits tax and putting that money back into
our
country.
That's where we're going to, that's where you and I differ, because I see, and I agree with you, at least as far as I don't support war, I won't pay for it. And that's where I disagree with the idea of taxes, because I consider taxes to be coercive in that if you don't pay the tax, you are forced at the threat of violence to go into a prison cell. And that is not okay. Like, I'm not okay with putting peaceful people behind bars who haven't hurt anyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, taxes, I think, are just part of life. I think that they're necessary. I mean, it's how
so you're okay with that, then? You're all right
with
putting peaceful people in prison?
I'm not okay with war. I'm not okay with my tax dollars being used for war at all.
But you're okay with your tax dollars being used to point a gun at somebody to put them in a jail cell?
Well, I do believe believe that we need police. I think we need much less police.
Okay.
I think that there's good models in the world that we can follow, that we could actually probably even get rid of most of the prison system like they've done in other countries, like the Scandinavian countries. We should be looking at other countries that have really good models for schools and criminal justice systems, and we should be doing what they're doing. I believe in a
I think that's great. I think if people want to look at schools and, you know, education and fund these things on a voluntary, consensual basis, I'm totally fine with that. My problem comes in is when you're willing to use violence to force people into whatever it is you think is a good idea. So if you think you've got a good idea, some new educational system or whatever, a new construction for the police, then that's great. I say try to persuade people into supporting it. But as soon as you're willing to use violence, that's where you and I are going to separate on our viewpoint.
Well, I think that you don't need to use violence. I think, though, up front, though, in any society, I don't care where you are, in any society, the people are going to have to come together and come to certain agreements. And
sure, if you can get people to agree, I mean, if you get people to agree, then that's consent, and I'm totally for that.
My problem is, Chris, is that you draw a line on a map, and then you make a circle on a map, and or a shape on a map, and you call that a society, and I don't think it is. I think that that's just an arbitrary geographic area. So if I want to separate, and I want to take a few friends of mine, I should be able to make my own little nation. But I think you know what would happen if, you know, a couple dozen people in New Hampshire decided to make our own little freetopia that exists inside of New Hampshire and then stop paying taxes to the federal government and that kind of thing. At some point or another, people with guns are going to come along and try to force us into their society.
Now, you don't support that, do you?
There's one of those in Denmark, so actually you could go there. I don't support the idea that we can make a society work without having a governmental body and without collecting taxes.
So you do support violence against
people. But I was proposing a government. I was proposing
making money. No, I don't support violence.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What if I want to opt out? What if I want to opt out of whatever it is your idea is? So let's say I don't agree with
you. Need to find another country to live in because
you're
already
owning property. Are you claiming that the United States government owns all the land inside of the geographic area?
This is why you shouldn't hold on, Mark. This is why you shouldn't jump to conclusions because she sounds like a conservative. She sounds like an arch conservative right now.
Governor, leave it. You don't like this? Move to a banana. Why don't you go to Somalia?
Isn't that what you just said? Love it or leave it.
I sound like a conservative.
Yeah,
you are conservative.
I said you were born in the United States of America, and these are the rules. And you
and you told me to go somewhere else if I don't like it. And I said, wait,
these are the rules everywhere. That's like telling a slave on a plantation, I know you don't like picking cotton for free. Go to another plantation.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But the thing is, I mean, if you weren't born here and you didn't benefit from the schools and all
I went to a private school, thank you very much.
Pardon me?
I went to a private school. My parents worked very hard to send me to a private school.
Chris, just because. Thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate the challenging call, and thank you. Please call again sometime. We've got to get some other folks in here. But just because some other people in the past, my parents and their parents, were coerced into paying for a government system that I was then forced to attend, just because I happened to learn a thing or two doesn't mean that I should be obligated to pay for a system that I disagree with on a fundamental basis and that I should be forced by the threat of violence to fund. And I'm sorry, Chris, but they will use violence. Because if you don't pay the taxes, and she sort of skirted around admitting this, if you don't pay whatever the tax is, eventually men with guns are going to come to your house, and they're going to, if you own the house, they're going to tell you you've been evicted from your own home because they've tax-sailed the house out from underneath you, and now the city owns the house, and they don't want you there anymore. And if you don't leave, then they're going to use force, they're going to use violence against you. And if you don't leave at that moment on your own volition, you know, I guess it's not really your own volition because you're being told to, but if you don't leave because you're told to, and you say, damn it, I'm staying here, this is my house, and you pull out a gun, then guess what? You're going to get shot and possibly killed.
That's because the state claims to own all the land. They own all the land, and they claim to loan your labor, so they own all the bodies.
Tim is in Madison listening to WXXM. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tim.
I find a lot of your ideas interesting, but this is a serious question. How do you prevent what you guys are up to in New Hampshire from becoming a cult? I mean, if you get like a charismatic leader, I think you're on a slippery slope.
Well, we don't have a charismatic leader.
There are over 1,700 people here.
Right. If they're from your group, one comes forth.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, first of all, the libertarian or liberty movement is very decentralized. People are, you know, wary of others, and it's very unlikely that one person would ever become so popular. I mean, I've been accused of being a cult leader already, but I can't tell
the
people what to do.
Unlikely cult leader
right.
in history.
I'm not charismatic. People don't listen to what I say. I can't tell people what to do. So people in the liberty movement are very decentralized, and they're anti-authority, typically, so it just doesn't seem very likely.
I mean, what we really have here is a cult. That goes on in the United States. I mean, by your definition, yeah, you have a cult that already occurs, and you're saying, what if we make a cult? I mean, the plank in your eye is far more dangerous than the moat in mine, brother.
Okay, well, just tone it down, guys. You guys are getting really defensive tonight, and keep open-minded.
Open-minded to what?
What am I supposed to be open-minded to?
I mean, I like to think I'm open-minded, but if you want me to be open-minded
Everybody
towards...
Everybody thinks they're open-minded.
If you want me to be open-minded toward... Well, of course. I mean, to some extent, we're open-minded
well,
because
I'm
we've changed our minds.
I'm giving you a what-if
yeah.
scenario, and it can happen. I mean, it happens all the time.
I guess the what-if is we'd be just like every other government.
So anyway, what I was trying to say there was that we are obviously open-minded because we've changed our minds on things over time. But one conclusion that I've come to over time has been that using violence, aggressive force against people to get your way is not okay. And so I don't think there's anything anyone could say to me to get me to change my mind about that particular issue. About the issue of whether or not some cult leader could rise up, what could that person do in your mind, Tim, to achieve that cult status? Like what would they be offering that would be so attractive to a libertarian to get them to follow their every word?
I don't know, because I'm not a libertarian, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I can tell you that there are certainly some people in the liberty movement who are a little bit maybe enamored by someone like a Ron Paul, for instance, and I could certainly see people following, you know, if he said to do something, they might do it. I could see that being the case. I just don't see any people like that in the New Hampshire liberty movement, and I'm more intimately involved with it than you are, and I do appreciate the call tonight, Tim. Thanks for making it.
Libertarians diligently plotting to take over the world and leave you alone.
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about some cult leader coming out of nowhere here. Dave in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Go quick, Dave. You got 20 seconds.
Is Indiana having a... crap, what is it?
You failed. Sorry, Dave. Call it again another night. We'll be on tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time, and you can call and get your full thoughts out at that time. Even if we're not on the air on your radio station at that time, you can still call the show. We'd be happy to talk with you then. Meantime, we'll be online at freetalklive.com. Pressure was on.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.